So welcome. Welcome home to yourself. Welcome home to yourself and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. And welcome to this practice to find a space to start to offer yourself some compassion, directing that compassion to yourself. So starting by making yourself as absolutely as comfortable as you can be. So this is your first act of self-compassion, just making sure you can be as absolutely as comfortable and cozy as you can be, resting down here. So making any last minute adjustments you need to, so that the body can start to settle into a state of stillness. And knowing that you are very welcome to adjust your position at any time you need to. This is your practice and this is your time to really listen in deeply to the body and to honour and respect its needs for comfort. And this comfort can be a doorway into a deeper settling. Knowing that everything offered here tonight is an invitation, and you can engage with this practice in the way that suits you best here today. Just keeping a gentle contact with my voice. So as we settle the body now, we can perhaps use a visualization, an elemental visualization, to start to settle the body. Knowing that you can come back here to this room at any point you need to. This practice and these visualizations are completely within your control. So the invitation is to take yourself to a starlit sky by a beautiful still lake, and noticing the expanse of the space above as you rest under the blanket of stars, really connecting with that sense of spaciousness all around you. Seeing the stars twinkling in the sky above, connecting with the radiance of space. And now connecting in with that sense of touch, perhaps there's a very gentle breeze, noticing how this feels on the skin. Feeling the air all around you. And now connecting in with the element of fire, and feeling the gentle warmth that's been created in your nidra nests, and taking this with you by the lake. Just feeling like you're the perfect temperature. And then connecting in with the water, gazing out across the lake. Maybe you notice the moon starting to rise and seeing the moonlight rippling gently on the surface of the lake. Knowing that the surface of the lake is gently rippling and there's a deep stillness below. And now coming to connecting with that sense of the earth below, connecting with the element of earth. feeling the earth of this body resting down on the great earth below. Feeling all the places your body is supported and held. And the element of earth is connected with the sense of smell, so maybe there's a sense of a smell around the lake, a beautiful freshness under this moonlit sky. And as the body starts to settle deeply, you might like to exhale and invite your awareness to rest down on the center of your being, wherever this might be for you. So for some people it's around the area of the heart, some people it's more around the navel. So taking a really curious attitude. And as you exhale, using the exhale to lure you down into the center of your being. Knowing that to rest here might be the absolute perfect thing for you to do. And now might you bring to this place a sense of gladness, bringing to mind something that you feel a sense of gratitude for, and allowing this gladness to be a fertile soil for any intentions that you may have. So you might just listen in deeply here, just taking your time to cultivate and prepare the soil for what's to come. Or if you are working with an intention or a sankalpa, you might gently repeat this to yourself. Or you might just wait, a sense of waiting for something to emerge. And knowing that your sankalpa, when it emerges, it might emerge in the form of words. It might be more a feeling. It might be more visual. It can be completely unique to you in what it is and how it presents. And now the invitation is to start to bring to mind something that you did that you consider to be a good action, maybe something kind or generous, a kind word or deed that you have done, no matter how big or small. And really abide in the feeling that comes up with this remembrance, remembering the good in you. And it's to this part of ourself that we can go on to offer a sense of self-compassion. So really feeling how it is to remember the good in you. And then starting to offer a sense of compassion to this place. A sense of loving kindness and acceptance, and a sense of wanting to alleviate any suffering. And then we can start to offer this around the body to each place in turn. You might like to imagine a colour going along with it, or you might just like to have a sense of offering compassion to each place, a sense of a welcoming all that arises and offering compassion to it. So starting at the point between the eyebrows, offering compassion here. And now coming down to the pit of the throat, welcoming all that arises within the field of perception and offering a sense of compassion here. And then we travel down the right arm, shoulder, elbow, wrist, and now around the hand, the thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. A sense of offering compassion to all the places around the right arm. And now traveling back up the right arm, wrist, elbow, shoulder, and back to the pit of the throat. And continuing our journey around the body now, down the left arm, left shoulder, elbow, wrist, and around the hand, the tip of the left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, and back up left wrist, elbow, and shoulder. Back now to the pit of the throat, offering compassion to this place. Traveling now down to the heart, deep below the breastbone, resting your awareness in the deep heart's core. A sense of welcoming all that arises and offering compassion here. Now traveling down to the navel. A sense of welcoming all that arises within the field of perception at the navel. And offering compassion to this place. Traveling down even further now, deep within the pelvis. A warm welcome here. And now traveling down the legs. To the right hip. And the knee, the ankle, and around the toes in turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Traveling now back up the right leg, ankle, knee, hip, back to the deep pelvis. Continuing your journey over now to the left leg, hip, knee, ankle, and around the toes in turn. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And coming back up the leg now, ankle, knee, and hip. Coming now back to the pelvis, a welcome and a sense of compassion here. Coming up to the navel, resting your awareness at the navel. Traveling now back up to the heart. Resting here in the deep heart's core. Coming up to the throat now. And finishing this journey around the body where you started, back at the point between the eyebrows. And now holding the whole of the body in your awareness. all these points where you've offered compassion, holding them all in your awareness at the very same time. And now might all these little places on the body that you visited be covered in stars. The star web resting on the body. And as you inhale, maybe the stars will float up into the sky above, a constellation in the air. And as you exhale, these stars might float back down and rest back on the body. So inhaling, a sense of these stars flying up off the body into the sky above. And exhaling, resting down onto the body, a constellation, a star web resting on the body. Each star illuminating each part of the body and offering compassion. And this time as you inhale and the stars float up into the sky, with the next exhalation, might they all come down and land in the heart. All the stars gathering together in the deep heart's core. And you can gently let that fade away when you're ready. Becoming aware of the body resting down on the ground. And now taking a moment to really cultivate the felt sense of compassion for yourself. A sense of taking really good care of yourself and honouring your needs. Now maybe consider if you'd like to feel the opposite just for a moment, how it feels when you disregard your own needs, when you allow boundaries to be crossed. How does it feel when you don't take care of yourself? And then is it possible to bring these two together so that you hold them in your awareness at the very same time, that sense of taking really good care of yourself and that sense when you allow your needs to be disregarded, holding them together at the very same time? How would that be? Just watching these two opposites unfold and come together. Then you can allow that to fade away, resting down into the ground of your being, feeling the ground beneath you being held and supported. Knowing that everything is welcomed by the ground below. Everything is held by the great earth below us, the great mother. And if you're working with a Sankalpa, you might like to repeat it to yourself. Or this could be a time just to listen in deeply to the intuitive wisdom of the body, this deep knowing. And also knowing that here might be a space for nirvikalpa, a desireless state. So seeing how this practice unfolds for you here now. So knowing that the practice is slowly going to come to a close, knowing that you can take a little piece of this state of awareness, this openness of awareness that is Yoga Nidra, out with you into your day-to-day life. And as you go about your evenings and your days, maybe noticing if you can find that quiet, quiet stillness deep within, openness to all that arises. So starting now to feel the ground beneath you, feeling those points of contact that your body makes with the ground. Feeling the ground beneath you, feeling all those points that are in contact with all the supports that you're using below. Feeling the ground below you. And now perhaps starting to feel a bit more fluidity to the breath, perhaps sweeping the breath up and down the body with your awareness, inviting the breath to come in a little bit more deeply now. Maybe breathing in a little bit higher up into the chest, taking a more wakeful breath. You might have a yawn, or you might like to sigh the breath out. And then connecting with that sense of warmth, feeling the body nice and cozy in your blankets. And contacting that sense of touch now. So feeling the blankets and your clothes upon your skin, maybe contrasting this to areas of the skin that's uncovered. Connecting in with your sense of touch. And now bringing some movement into the body. So you might start really tiny, maybe wiggling just the tips of the fingers or the tips of the toes. Just gently and slowly inviting movement back into the body. And you can allow these movements to become bigger and bigger, moving in any way that feels right for you. So at some point you may feel like you want to have a big stretch. You might want to make yourself really tiny. Just moving in any way that feels nourishing and nurturing to you. So this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Thank you for listening.